Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
I just can't help but wonder if Will Ferrell is your father, right? Because this happened. And he shows up at your fraternity frat party and he decides he's going to DJ. Are you pumped because your dad is Will Ferrell? Or are you like, oh my gosh, dad, are you serious?
You're going to embarrass me again and you're going to make yourself the story?
Oh my gosh. So I saw this and it was my favorite thing I saw on Instagram like 2 days ago. So Will Ferrell shows up at his son's frat party and he comes basically dressed like Run DMC.
Mm-hmm.
He's got the sunglasses on. It's like 1980s. He's ready to get down. And he's got turntables. All these sorority girls and frat boys and they're dancing around him and they're going crazy. And he's deadpan serious like only Will Ferrell can be. And he's mixing it up while they're having a huge dance party. For me, as a mom of a 14-year-old, almost 15-year-old freshman in high school, there is nothing I can ever do to be cool.
Right.
It doesn't matter that I'm on the radio. It doesn't matter that we can go to concerts. None of that, because I am the most embarrassing person in the world.
Yeah, I mean, listen, if you had a great skill set on the ones and twos, that might be different when your daughter gets to college, but it's doubtful. Mm-hmm. I mean, Will Ferrell's an entity, right? Everybody knows his dad before they even meet him. They've seen the movies. There's this whole reputation that precedes him going there. Imagine if Will Ferrell showed up and he was like all uptight, the exact opposite of his characters, right? Like if he was just really like, you know, no fun whatsoever.
So like, do you think that he says to his father, Dad, I need a little more clout. Can you show up to my frat party and DJ? Or do you think he's Will Ferrell? He's like, you know what? I know something I can do that'll be funny. I'll just show up and I'll just start DJing.
I don't think that he asked his son for permission. If I could go a level deeper, mm-hmm. I will just say that is like, I think Will Ferrell does what Will Ferrell feels like doing.
Yeah.
I do know that he's a big sports fan too, right? So USC had a big game that weekend, right? So I think that he just enjoys being down there for that time. But you're right. Sometime he might go to dad and just be like, Dad, really?
If you could choose any celebrity to be your parents,
uh-huh.
which celebrities would you choose?
Do they have to be my parents all the time or just for like party events like this?
No, they're your parents all the time.
Oh.
You got to take the good or the bad.
Yeah.
That's what I say to Hayden all the time. You're having fun when you're at the Lizzo concert and
yeah.
it's okay that mom is your mom, but maybe you got to deal with all the other nonsense that comes along with me being your parent.
I mean, I see Vin Diesel and his kids having fun. They are always on vacation and riding bikes and stuff like that.
So Vin Diesel's your dad?
Not necessarily. I'm just throwing one name out there. A little bit older, Goldie Hawn, Kurt Russell. Seems like Kate Hudson's always in a good mood.
Yeah, they seem like they
right?
would be good
they seem
parents.
Nice. I tell you who I don't want.
Yeah.
Angelina.
Oh, no.
No. There's a lot of rules.
Yeah.
You know, like I got to be volunteering again, Ma. I mean, I know you're trying to make me a better person, but just leave me home for once.
There was a time where I would love for Brad Pitt to be my husband.
Right.
And now, not only would I never want him to be my husband, I certainly wouldn't want him to be my father. I just feel like the two of them with all the drama.
Oh, leave me out of it. Reese Witherspoon, she seems very
lovely.
Charming.
Yes.
I bet she makes great cookies.
When I was little, I used to pray that Madonna would be my mom. And now as I've gotten older, I feel so guilty and bad about that because I'm like, I have the world's greatest mom. How in the world, when I was little, would I want Madonna to be my mom over my actual loving, caring, supportive, always there for me mom?
Yeah, you should feel very thankful that your fairy godmother never heard you.
Right. Sometimes when you go to restaurants, you see things on the menu and they look so fancy and you're like, I could never make that at home. I have to order it. Braised short ribs is one of those things.
Oh, I love that. Whenever you hear that you're going to a party and they're doing that, you're like, oh, pinkies out.
Yeah. But turns out it's not that hard to make. Chef Plum, 3-time Emmy nominee from the Food Network.
Hey, friends.
Plum, this is the time of year, right?
100%. Like, this is when you want to have this sort of dish. I mean, it's one of those low and slow type of things. It's really, really simple, too. It's not hard. And my favorite thing in the world is that Raven just said pinkies up when you eat stuff like this. That makes me so happy.
That's right. That's how you know I'm fancy.
But here's the thing. It's not fancy food because most of these cuts of meat that we use to make this type of dish and this style of cooking are actually cheap cuts of meat. At least they used to be. And they're cooked this way because they're so tough. You use a technique called braising. Now, braising uses dry heat and wet heat at the same time. Now, I know that sounds like confusing, but it's not at all.
When you said that, I already didn't know what you were talking about. I'm like, what? Wet heat and dry heat?
It
and
makes
like,
sense.
He's already over my head.
Bringing a grill into a sauna. I mean, just pay attention.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly what we're doing.
Right.
No, look, this is really, really simple. So you want to go to the store and you'll buy something called short ribs. They have bone out or bone in. You pick. I choose to keep the bone because the bone makes, you know, keeps it nice and moist and juicy on the inside, but you don't have to have that either. So what you want to do is you want to take a nice saute pan with like a tall edge to it, or even a small like saute pot or like a stew pot if you got a lot of people. It doesn't really matter. Get it nice and hot. Put a little olive oil in there, and I want you to season up that protein, that meat. I know I shouldn't say that protein, but it's the chef in me. You want to season up those short ribs with a little salt, right? Don't put pepper, just a little salt. And then put them in that pan and brown them around on all the sides. That's the hardest part, you guys. That's the hardest part. Brown them up on all sides. Now throw some onion and garlic in there and pour a bottle of wine. Like a red wine would be delicious. Any kind, doesn't matter, but I do recommend cook with something you would drink. Don't cook with something you wouldn't drink because that's gross. And then put it in a 350-degree oven for about 4 hours, and that's it. That's all they do.
Wait a
minute.
That's
how simple it is. I mean, is that hard?
No, but really? That's it?
Wow.
So when I go to a restaurant, and they're charging $36 on the menu for that. That's all they did?
That's it. Braising. It's really simple. Like I said, dry heat, wet heat. The dry heat is when you sear them off in the pan. The wet heat is when you cook them in the oven in that wine in the same pan.
Now I just got to find a sauna.
And a grill.
A sauna. Wait a minute.
A sauna big enough to wheel your Weber grill into it.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
So how easy is that, right? Anybody can do that. Sear them off in the pan. Add a little onions and garlic in there. You can even put some fresh herbs if you want to get crazy with it. And that doesn't mean they come in a little jar, Anna. That means they come from the herb section in the store. And then throw them in there, pour the wine in, and put it in the oven, put a lid on it, and let it ride for about 4 hours. And you'll know they're done because it's nice and soft and tender. And the reason we do that is because it breaks down all that, let's get chefy, connective tissue that makes the meats tough. Those cuts of meat were used because it breaks down those tough cuts of meat.
You know, you always teach us all these things that are really important, but next week, can we do something that involves Snickers and Kit Kats because it's Halloween and I want something that I'm into?
Listen, this meat stuff is also important. Thank you.
All right. Chef Plum.
It's very important. Absolutely. Let's do it.
Find him online at chefplum.com. Thanks, Plum.
You guys can do it. I promise you. See you later.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 Time to vent. Oh, gosh, it just feels so good, even though you're not supposed to say these things out loud. They drive you nuts. This is your chance to just let it all out. 1-800-330-9999. You just fill in the blank. If you're blank, that's all I need to know about you.
Yeah, if you lie about being sick or just make something up to get out of doing something, that's all I need to know about you.
What's worse, lying about being sick, lying about your kids being sick, or saying that your grandmother died?
I remember one time you thought I had like 7 grandmothers.
I mean, they kept dying, Raven. Every time.
They were older. That was the age. I'm sure that they would have liked to have put it on hold themselves, too.
But it was like 7 times in a row. I was like, how many grandmothers does this guy have?
That is not true. Oh, my gosh. Wow. I feel like the kids being sick, though. Small kids, I'd be using that one all the time. I got to be honest.
Truthfully, if I say that my kids are sick, they're always sick.
Right.
We're back to school. There literally is not a week where one of them is not sick anymore. So I'm not actually lying.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, it's a lie. Once removed, a day removed, a week ahead, whatever. It doesn't matter.
A cold this week, allergies the next week, allergic reaction this week. Oh, Coxsackie, here we go.
I mean, I feel like, honestly, this is one of the benefits of having a kid, right? It's one of the, you got to cash them in when you can.
John, that's all I need to know about you.
If you're one of those people that blames everything on having ADHD, even though you've never been actually medically diagnosed with ADHD, that's really all I need to know about you.
They probably had an appointment and then they forgot. All right. And then, or they were doing something else right at that moment. They were engaged in something else. It slipped their mind.
I say I have OCD, even though I've never been diagnosed. And I guess I shouldn't do that either.
Well, I mean, I think that you probably read enough about it to have an understanding of it, right? I mean, just because a condition isn't crippling doesn't mean that it's not there. So I think that if you say you've got something like that, You probably got a part of it at least. If you're using it as an excuse to get out of doing, let's say, a project at work or moving a deadline, then that's something else.
100% a different story.
Right.
Because now you're trying to use it as an excuse, and that's not cool.
Hey, Rachel, that's all I need to know about you.
Listen, if you're an adult and you don't know how to change a tire, that's really all I need to know about you.
It does seem like a simple operation.
Does it? It's really hard to get those lug nuts off. I mean, I haven't tried in many years, and my dad did teach me when I was 16, but I would be lying if I said from when I was 16 if I've ever tried or done it on my own.
Yeah, but not being able to get off the lug nuts is not the same thing as not understanding how to change the tire.
Yeah, but
right?
You got to prop it up. There's a lot of steps.
Well, I mean, it's not easy, right? That's why it is an inconvenience. It's not the thing you feel like doing most days. But, I mean, again, if you can figure out the operation of it, then I think that, you know, that's not the same thing as you can't actually get the lug nuts off.
If you have a AAA card, can you just assume that it's fine? Like, it's the same thing?
You'll be covered.
Right.
Yeah, they'll handle that for you?
Yes.
Yes, that's what you're paying for.
Perfect. Best $8 a month ever. Is that how much it still costs? Do you know that I'm still on my mom's account?
What?
Yes.
That too? Oh, my gosh.
Every year, every July, she gives me my new card.
Oh,
it's a gold card now because I've had it for 30 years, I think.
Yeah, the gold card is the premium. That means you get a longer toe.
Yeah.
They are not cheap anymore, let me tell
really?
You.
Really?
No.
Oh, thanks, Mom.
Yeah.
Sally, I need your help more than anyone's.
You certainly do, Jack. I had the most terrible vision.
That's splendid.
That is the voice of Jack Skellington, otherwise known as very famous actor Chris Sarandon. Today, Friday the 13th, marks the 30th anniversary of Tim Burton's The Nightmare Before Christmas. Chris, thank you so much for joining us. I am fascinated by your life and your career.
Ooh. Well, tell me more.
Yeah, it's funny. When I think about the release of that movie and what a big deal it was in the run-up, obviously, to the holiday, I don't remember it being Friday the 13th. You know, with all the other projects that you've done, though, it's just amazing to see how many of those fun movies for this time of year you actually were in.
I'm a holiday extravaganza. Yes, that's true.
Obviously, Child's Play and Chucky is a terror movie, so you think it's Halloween. But when this movie came out, Tim Burton's The Nightmare Before Christmas, is it a Halloween movie or a Christmas movie?
Well, you know, Ken Page, who played Oogie Boogie in the movie, and we both see each other occasionally. We go to Comic-Con, and Ken and I both answer the question the same way. Both.
Chris, when you do the Comic-Con, do more people come up and talk to you about Nightmare Before Christmas? Do they talk to you about Fright Night or Child's Play? What is the thing that really this time of year that people gravitate to the most?
This time of year, definitely the spookier ones, the ones you just mentioned, Child's Play, Fright Night, and The Nightmare Before Christmas. And then in general, at the Comic-Cons, The Princess Bride is also a big...
I have a random question because I always thought it was interesting. As a voice actor, when you're selected to do this role, now you voiced Jack Skellington, but you didn't sing his songs, right?
Right. Danny Elfman sings the songs, and the songs had already been created and animated, by the way, prior to the time that I was even engaged to do Jack's voice.
You're a singer, too. Were you sad? Were you like, wait a minute, I could sing this. Why does he get to do it?
Right. I think of you as such a theater talent. Yeah.
Yeah, I do sing. I've done Broadway musicals. Danny Elfman has a very unique voice, and obviously he composed the music. And so he has a very, very specific sort of sound that works for him. And one of the reasons they cast me, I think, was because I have a similar vocal timbre to Danny.
All right, Chris, we do something called the speed round. These are random questions. There's no right or wrong answer. We just fire them as quickly as you can and answer them as best you can. Sound good?
Absolutely.
It's Friday the 13th. What superstition do you actually believe in?
I don't.
Chris, harder to work with, Chucky and Child's Play or Pacino and Dog Day Afternoon?
Oh, definitely Chucky.
Thought so.
He was a major pain.
If you were trick-or-treating on Halloween this year, what's your costume?
When my kids were growing up, they always asked me, Dad, why don't you dress up at Halloween? And I say, I dress up for a living. I don't really dress up for Halloween.
That leads me right to my next question. Do you also break into random Princess Bride monologues with your friends while drinking?
I do not.
Oh, that's just me then. just me, I guess.
Can I be the pumpkin queen of Halloween Town?
It's all yours, girl.
Yes.
Going back to your soap opera days here, Chris, do you kiss people's chins in soap operas or do you really just lay a smacker on them?
I never had the opportunity to kiss anybody on a soap. because I was a bit player. All I had to do was be in the scrubbing up when the other doctors walked through. I had one line, essentially, which was, good morning, doctor. 6 months. That was my line. But it paid the rent.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Chris Sarandon, it's so great to talk to you. Thank you so much.
I'm here, guys. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
It's Friday the 13th, and whether or not you're superstitious, today gives you a little bit of anxiety, especially when it falls in October.
13 has always been a lucky number for me. I feel great.
Yeah, but like 2 weeks before Halloween and the spookiest time of year.
Still, I feel great.
What's the superstition that you still go with? You believe it. 1-800-330-9999. Megan.
I don't chew gum at night because I believe that it'll, like, it's bad luck, basically.
To chew it at night?
What?
Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
you never heard of that?
No. Do you know where it comes from?
Like, it started when I was a kid. I think it was just one of those things that, like, other kids talked about, like, at sleepovers and whatnot, and it's just always stuck with me.
According to Google, according to a Turkish legend, when a person chews gum at night, it turns into the flesh of the dead.
What?
Ew. As a result, people are strongly advised against chewing gum after dark in Turkey. What? I mean,
now you know, I guess, you know, it's good for park benches and the other side of chairs and whatnot in classrooms, I guess. But other than that, I mean, I'll chew gum whenever I need it. If the breath is raw, you got to throw something on that.
Imagine now every time you go take a piece of Trident gum out and you see the sun starting to set, you're like, nope.
Can't do it.
Flesh of the dead.
Can't do it.
Gavin, what's your superstition?
Even numbers. They creep me out. I'm not good with them. I don't like them. If the guess. A pump ends on an even number. I can't do it. I can only deal with odd numbers. I can't explain it, but that's what it is.
Do you think it's OCD or do you think it's superstition?
Maybe a combination of both. I mean, I think it started as superstition and now it's kind of maybe developed into OCD. Frankly, I don't know.
I have that issue. I don't like even numbers either. I know it sounds nuts when you say it out loud, but like if I have something or I'm assigned something or if I get a piece of paper and it has like an even number on it, I'm immediately turned off.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know why.
It's odd to me, but hey, listen, I mean, I guess on some level, I have to just be tolerant and understanding of it. Well, there's four people in your family. What are you going to do with that?
I don't know. Well, we have a dog, so five.
Wow. It's the most affectionate you've been with your dog in a while.
Yeah. Nicole, what was your superstition that you always did?
Oh my gosh. I'm so embarrassed. I can't even believe I'm about to tell you this, but I am one of those people that if you forward me an email and it says that you have to forward that on to like 7 or 20 people, otherwise you're going to have bad luck, I will do it every single time.
Do they still do the forward emails?
That would seem terrible.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot about those.
You will have blessings of the day if you pass this on to a dozen or 15 or whatever of your friends. Oh, my gosh.
If you are under 25 years old and you're like, what are these people talking about? There was a time where email wasn't just like for work and for school and for like everything normal and solicitation coupons. You would basically get memes and jokes as an email. And then it would say, like, if you don't forward this to 7 people, you would have 10 years bad luck and you would have to forward it.
Email was your feed. Yeah, email was your feed.
Right.
That was how you scrolled.
I never forwarded it. I never believed it.
Me neither.
Yeah.
Look at us. We're still here.
And we survived it.
I hope we make it to our cars in the parking lot later.
I feel like we've just jinxed ourselves.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Why did we do that?
Mm-hmm. Coming up next, though, how willing are you to tempt fate today, though? What if you actually did the things that you're not supposed to do on Friday the 13th? It's coming up. It is the most dangerous thing that has ever happened on the show.
Yeah, it's debatable.
I mean, well, right. Yeah, it is debatable. But I got to tell you that there's one part of this that I hope I don't pull that. Because I don't want to do it.
It's Friday the 13th. And what that means is that we're going to tempt fate today. It is a spooky Halloween coming up. And it's Friday the 13th, which means that if you do something terrible, most likely you'll have bad luck for the rest of your life. I have written 3 superstitions and 1 free card.
Okay.
Everyone is going to select one, and you have to do it, and then we'll see if you survive the weekend.
Can we know the superstitions before we have to select?
No, you have to select, and then you can read it out loud.
Okay, great.
Producer John,
yeah.
You're going to select first.
All righty.
All right. Don't open it yet.
Okay.
Producer Sean, your turn to select.
I mean, I go last over here.
All right.
You wrote the superstitions.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. All right.
You wrote them. Seems unfair.
Okay, let's start. First, John, what is your superstition?
Open an umbrella.
Open an umbrella.
And I would assume I have to open this indoors.
Of course you do.
Mm-hmm. Here's an umbrella
right
here.
I thought you were just going to throw it at me.
All right. Open the umbrella.
Do it. Hit that button. You can do it.
Boom.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
I kind of feel like singing in the rain right now.
I hope you make it.
Jeez.
Producer John is just twirling an umbrella over his head. It's inside.
Kind of classy.
All right, Sean, your turn.
Are you ready?
I'm free!
Oh, you didn't get one.
Oh,
you're so lucky.
No, I really, really, really hope that I didn't get this. I hope I didn't get what I think.
All right, what is it? Go ahead, Raven.
Break a mirror. I did not want to break a mirror. This is the one that feels real. The rest of you guys got something that feels silly. I would open 5 umbrellas in here.
Well, unfortunately, here we have a mirror and a giant.
It feels wrong.
Hammer.
Don't do that too close to the board, man. The boss is going to be mad.
Oh, this is awesome.
There you go. Okay, here
you know what it is about a mirror is that it's a reflection of people's soul.
Here,
time.
Put this bag underneath it so that glass doesn't go everywhere.
I mean, that's not how it would work. You would have to put it inside.
I was going to say, put it inside.
Yeah. I'm going to put it inside.
Oh, I want to see this.
7 years bad luck coming to Raven right now.
It doesn't feel smart.
Just do it. Oh, my God. He did it. Are you crazy? Did it break?
Yeah, it broke a lot.
Let me see.
It's the end of my life. I'm so glad that everybody's thrilled about it.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I can't believe you did it.
Not everybody's excited.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Now do a monologue in a cracked mirror.
Wow, deep reference.
Right.
And mine is, my poor mother.
Oh.
Step on a crack.
Oh, yeah, break your mother's back. Good luck with that.
Hold on, let me go to the corner.
See, at least in this case, it's all going to happen to us. In Anna's case, she's hurting her family.
Yeah.
You did this to your family, Anna.
Don't step on that crack too hard. I don't know if that's safe over there.
Right, it's like you want to break your mother's back.
I'm sick to my stomach about this
mirror
thing.
I'm doing it. Raven just guaranteed himself 7 years bad luck.
Yeah, I'm sick to my stomach over this mirror thing. Honestly. Of all the things, and I'm not that guy, but for this thing, I'm not happy.
Ma, I'm sorry about that, although I got to tell you, I've stepped on a lot of cracks. You've been okay. Although, I did have to take her to the hospital last year for her back problems.
I have never once smashed a mirror intently in my life. I don't even think that I've broken a mirror before. I dropped a television, and that was pretty heartbreaking.
Mm. All right. Monday, we'll see. How did it all work out for us over the weekend?
I'll be here.
Yep.
Look.
He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's report card.
Every week we check in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he's been behaving as a husband. Alicia.
How are you?
Good. What's new and exciting?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
That's sad and disappointing.
I mean, it's actually great.
It is.
Because over the last couple weeks, she's been drowning in all these party preparations. So for her, say that there's nothing happening? I mean, you're not drunk right now, right? It's early.
No, I should be, though. I should be, considering. I'm planning 5 parties, Anna. I'm overwhelmed. I'm a little bit. And they're all important. They're all very important.
Seems like a lot of parties.
Yeah, and they're all happening within the next 4 months.
Okay. All right. I didn't think you were a professional party planner, but maybe that should be your next career.
No, see, I already did the event planning thing, and I never saw anybody on the weekends. So.
All right. Yeah, that's the downfall of it. How's Raven been behaving as a husband?
I'm not sure, because I've been in my own little bubble. He went man camping last weekend, did not come home with the plague this time, knock on wood. So that was good. I haven't really spoke to him all that much. We're just passing each other.
You know, it's weird when that happens sometimes. Like, sometimes you're always in tune and you're so close, and then all of a sudden it's like your husband or your wife feels like a stranger because they haven't had a conversation in a week and a half, you know?
Yeah.
Camping was great. I did all the things that I was supposed to do when I got back this time. Due to how sick I was last time I returned and how sick she ended up getting, you know, I had to quarantine myself. So leave everything outside, let it delouse, come inside, go directly into the shower, stuff in the laundry. I wanted to make it so she didn't have to do anything with me coming back. But I don't know. For whatever reason, our washer is just trying to destroy our lives.
Mm.
So it's one of these things where anytime you put something in there, it just becomes unbalanced. And, like, she knows the trick to restart it. Me, I just scream at the thing.
Oh.
his trick is he leaves the stuff in the hallway outside of where the washer and dryer are and waits for me to do it. That's his trick. He doesn't just scream at it. So, yes, he comes home, and I have to do all his nasty man camping laundry.
That first one, once it becomes unbalanced, I mean, I'm kind of at a log jam there at that point. I need you, the savior, to clear that up before I can move forward.
Would you ever put your clothes, even your dirty clothes, in the same wash as his man camping clothes?
Never. Absolutely. Us girls have gotten sick, I think, 3 times I'm home now. So, no, absolutely not. I don't care if it's hot water, if it's bleach. No, definitely not. I don't want to be near that. He actually brought home, I love Fritos, my favorite. He brought home this giant party-sized bag of Fritos and offered me some. And I didn't think about it at first and went to put my hand in there and was like, no, actually, nope, because I might die if I eat these. You guys don't wash your hands. I don't know what you're doing out there. No, thank you. So I had to sit and watch him eat Fritos, and I really wanted some, but I couldn't do that to myself.
I understand. I that's a tough thing. Do you go with the potential of getting whatever disease those guys were sharing, or do you enjoy a delicious Frito? Oh, gosh, I love Fritos.
I want to let you know that I wash my hands quite often while in the woods, and nobody else had their hand in my Fritos. But you know what? It was like a 2-pound bag of Fritos anyway, so I got to eat them all week without interruption.
All right, so what kind of grade would you like to give Raven for the week?
I'm going to give him a B, Anna.
All right, pretty good.
I had to do with laundry.
Yeah. Take that, right, Raven?
For sure. Always could have been and definitely has been worse.
Kids pick 'em. NFL games coming up this weekend, and we don't care if your kid knows all the stuff about football or nothing. It's their chance to make their picks. Sign them up at Kids Pick 'em at annaandraven.com. Hey, Gunner.
Hi.
How are you, buddy?
Good.
Gunner, how old are you?
9.
And how much do you know about football?
Not that much, but my dad usually watches it whenever I'm with him.
Yeah, well, that's the best helper, right? Be here, help grab snacks, help eat snacks. We'll make it through the day together. You can't help but learn things.
Yeah.
Who do you usually cheer for?
My dad likes the Broncos, not the Denver Broncos, but he likes the college team Broncos.
Mm. Well, that's better than the NFL team this year. So.
Gunner, we're going to give you this weekend's games, and you're going to pick the winner, okay?
Okay.
All right, Seattle Seahawks or the Cincinnati Bengals? Who's going to win?
Seahawks. I just, like, think I watched one game of theirs, and I think they won that.
Mm-hmm.
So I would pick them because I think they're going to have this game. I think they're going to really win.
You know what? Both teams need this win there, Anna, but it is a good choice. Seattle's defense has been looking good. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But Joe Burrow's Mr. Swag on Cincinnati. We'll have to see.
All right. How about the Indianapolis Colts or the Jacksonville Jaguars?
Jaguars.
Yeah, the Jags and the Colts are both in the upswing, Anna. See, here's what's happening. The Colts are better than people thought they were going to be, and the Jags are worse than people thought they were going to be. Right now, they're basically the same team. Could be a big game.
Do you know what a colt is, Gunner?
No, I don't.
I don't think I do either.
It's a trick question. It's a horse.
It's a horse. It's
just
a
like
male
a bronco.
Horse.
Yeah.
Usually below the age of 4 years old. I did not know that.
Make note of that when you're talking to a horse that's underage.
All right. Here's a big one. I got a big question for you, Gunner. Who's going to win, the Philadelphia Eagles or the New York Jets?
New York Jets.
Wow. Somebody's definitely voting with emotion. All right, Gunner.
But the Eagles haven't lost a game yet, right?
Yeah, I mean, and they won, you know, they were in the Super Bowl. So, you know, they're really good.
Yeah.
How about the New York Giants or the Buffalo Bills?
New York Giants. I think I like one of their team. I like one of their players. Mm-hmm. I just forgot one of their names because I haven't watched one of their games yet in a long time. But I've watched one of their games, and I like they're one of their players.
They all have names, and there's so many of them.
Yeah. It's a good thing you haven't watched any of their games because I don't think they've won any of them. Or maybe they won one.
I think they won one or something like that.
It hasn't been good. Yeah. It hasn't been good. But, I mean, hey, maybe they're going to pull it out this weekend. Could be.
Well, Gunner, we got your picks, and we're going to see how well you did, okay?
Okay.
If you have a child that would like to make the NFL picks next week, head to annaandraven.com, click on Kids Pick 'em, and submit their information. And remember, they don't need to know anything about football.
It's time for Mommy's Margarita Friday.
Come to Mama.
Anna and Raven.
What did you do this week to earn your margarita? 1-800-330-9999. Susie.
Okay, well, wait for it. My 11-year-old had an away tournament last weekend, and I volunteered to be the overnight mom with three 11-year-olds, and I have never
ever experienced that much drama in my life.
Do we think that 11 is the most dramatic age for tweens? Mm. I think it might be.
I got to say 13, 14, but anywhere in that age, right? Like, there's a lot going on. Everything feels like the biggest thing that they've ever dealt with in their life, right?
13, 14, they're indifferent and slightly obnoxious. Like, they don't care about you. They've got a little bit of an attitude. But 11 is like, they're crying and who didn't get invited. And, like, there's a lot of that. Oh, well, you enjoy your margarita. You deserve it, Mama.
Thank you.
Elizabeth, what did you do this week to earn your margarita?
So I am like the class mom for my son's kindergarten class, and I've been dealing with emails, handling all the things that come with being a class mom of a kindergarten class. Everyone told me not to do it, but I did it. I did it. And here we are.
Yep. That's a mistake you make with your first kid. And then you figure it out. I always joke that the new moms are the best class moms because they don't know what they're getting themselves into. And then the OG moms are the ones that whenever they ask for volunteers, you see them put on their sunglasses and slowly go underneath the table.
Their hands are just stuck in their pockets. Right.
But it is an important job and somebody has to do it. So congratulations on you're doing your part. You know, you're paying your dues.
Yay.
Yeah, first grade, they're going to have to get some other sucker. I mean, wonderful, caring person.
Yeah, you enjoy your margarita, Mama.
Thanks.
Tyler, what did you do this week to earn your margarita?
Oh, so we brought our 6-year-old son to a haunted house with us because, you know, we thought he was old enough. We thought he wouldn't be scared. And I have been sleeping with him right next to me all week in my bed.
How could I be so wrong? Hopefully it'll be over in the next week or so. Might not be till after Halloween.
I let Dakota, she'll be 5 next month. She wanted to go into this haunted house. Her sister was too afraid. My 14-year-old daughter was too afraid to go in the haunted house, but Dakota wanted to go. She wanted to go with Daddy. So Paul was like, I'm going to take her. And I was like, I don't think that's a good idea. And she was so insistent on it. And he's like, we've been in this haunted house before. It's not very scary. So we took her. And she came out, and she was shaking like a leaf. Like, her hands were, like, just shaking and trembling. And I'm like, were you scared? No, I wasn't scared. No, I'm brave. I'm a brave girl. I'm a brave girl. Uh-huh. I said, all right. 2 days later, she's on the couch. She goes, is a clown going to put me in a cage? No. No,
what?
Dakota. No clown is going to put you in a cage. None. Yeah. No.
Seems random.
Yeah.
Right, right.
That
Might
was
be
a
holding
mistake.
On to something.
Yeah. So every night, Paul's been sleeping with her. Yeah. You enjoy your margarita.
One couple.
Why would he go all the way to Oregon for this job when our life isn't there?
One problem.
It creates so many opportunities for the family. I mean, we already have one kid in college already. And
you decide the outcome.
I think that it's going to be really hard on us.
It's just going to create so many opportunities.
Go and take work, guys. Good luck.
It's Couple Score on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about. And then it's up for you to decide who's right. Okay, Maya and Danny, you guys are engaged. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, we're very excited.
All right. So, Maya, what's going on? What's this disagreement we get to vote on?
My lovely fiancé wants to have a food truck wedding.
What is a food truck wedding?
I don't know if y'all heard of those before.
No.
So essentially, we're going to have it at a winery. And instead of having like a formal dinner or something like that, having a bunch of food trucks for people to eat from.
Okay.
So I have to say something. Like, she's making it sound way worse than it is. Like, let me give you a little background here. Okay, we love going to festivals. We love going to food trucks. We love trying different things. Like, it's our thing, you know? So when we're planning this, we're still going to have the big formal wedding and everything else. But I think, like, it's a nice spin and a nice touch to have, like, something that we are passionate about and care about represented with the food. I think it's an amazing idea. I think it's super fun. It's very us.
People are going to show up in their nice clothes, their formal clothes, and like be eating hot dogs and pizza from food trucks. Like, that's weird.
I mean, like, you still get the whole full experience. And like, who doesn't love a hot dog and who doesn't love pizza? Who wants to sit there and have, you know, overcooked fish and overcooked beef and, you know, nasty pasta that's been sitting around? Like, this is prepared fresh with food trucks right outside. Like, I think it's an awesome idea. I don't know why she won't agree with me on it.
So, Maya, is your largest objection to this the service or the food itself? Is it just the casual delivery of it? Like, you want the formality of the sit-down?
Well, essentially, yeah. Like, I've always envisioned, like, you know, the nice dinner. Everyone,
you know, they show up in their Sunday's best and having a nice dinner and sitting down at tables and all that kind of thing, not like going up and ordering, you know, three tacos.
Yeah. Have you been to a food truck wedding yet, Anna?
No, I've never been to a food truck wedding, and it sounds absolutely incredible. But I do agree with Maya. Yes, but I do agree with Maya that I don't want that to be my wedding. Mm. I understand where she's coming from. If you have this vision of this beautiful winery wedding and everybody is formal, it's kind of funny to be like, go outside and order your tacos now.
I had about six clients this year that had food truck weddings. Virtually everybody has a dessert truck, I can tell you that. And most of them are bringing probably like a wood-fired pizza. So it is a bit of a setup that comes there. But, you know, I've had ones, too, where they're bringing different food options. How they serve it is part of how it will be received by your guests. Because, you know, they can have the truck there and be making the food out of the truck in its adjacent area. But they can also have, you know, kind of glove service to people, past hors d'oeuvres or whatever. But, I mean, again, if you envision people sitting down at a table and white linens and the like and you know, cutting through a prime rib, this is not that.
Let's see what the audience has to say. Food truck wedding. That is your food option. That is what you're feeding your guests. Can you do that if it's still a formal wedding?
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Would you want to have a food truck wedding? The idea of going to a food truck wedding is super cool, but the idea of actually having that be my wedding, I'm not on board with either. And that's exactly what's happening between Maya and Danny. They're engaged. They have like a vineyard wedding planned, but instead of hiring caterers, he wants to bring in all different food trucks as the food, the main food.
Well, listen, I mean, I've been to a couple of these weddings, and they have been a whole lot of fun. I think at the end of the day, though, Danny, you have to consider the fact is that if Maya is telling you that it's going to be an issue, this is your bride, it's her wedding day, and you have to take that into account. Would I like to go from truck to truck and pick up all my favorite foods? Oh, you bet. I would like to crash this wedding, personally.
All right, what do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Kate, whose side are you on?
I'm on her side. At first, I'm on his side, but I agree with her in the sense of, like, having older guests, like, keeping people stand up and walk up to a truck and order food. Like, I think just keep it formal. If it was just, like, your group of friends and your immediate family, I think it's fine. But if it's a full-blown wedding, I would say sit-down dinner for sure.
I didn't even think about that. Nonna trying to roll up to one of those food trucks. You would have a heart attack.
You get one of those trucks where the guy can throw it at you. That would have been all right, right?
I can imagine my grandfather sitting there with his homemade Italian wine and be like, what? What is this? You know?
Taco hits him upside the face as it flies out the door.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court. What do you think about having a food truck wedding? Exactly what Danny wants. Danny and Maya are planning their wedding. She's always dreamed of like a really classy wedding. And he's like, you can have a classy wedding. We could still have it under the tent at the vineyard like we had always dreamed. Mm-hmm. But instead of caterers, we just get a bunch of different food trucks. Ta-da!
I mean, you say it like that, it doesn't sound great. Listen, I've been to plenty of events at wineries where they have food trucks and it's a beautiful, lovely day. I think at the end of the day is it just comes down to what is your bride's vision, right? So if your bride is going to be unhappy, you can't do that because then you have to live with it the rest of your life.
Well, she thinks it cheapens it. Like for having a classy wedding,
I
she's
disagree,
asking people to wear, you know, gowns and suits and all that. And then you have them go to a food truck to get their food. But what do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Megan, whose side are you on?
Well, I think a good compromise would be maybe a dessert truck or a sweet and savory option like crepes at the end of the wedding, kind of as a send-off for a good time and a gift for guests.
Paul, whose side are you on?
Definitely on the woman's side. I mean, that sounds pretty cheesy. You have a wedding and you have like fast food or finger food, and that's it. And you think, you know, for the woman's sake, it's supposed to be really nice and she's going to remember it forever and think she want like everything nice. I don't know. To me, that sounds like, you know, a bunch of guys getting together and shucking clams and having beer.
You bring a lobster truck.
It sounds a little corny.
Those lobster trucks, food trucks, they're still like $30 a pop.
There's nothing cheap about it. Believe me. Ann Raven, who's this?
This is Will.
Will, what do you think? Whose side are you on today?
I'm on the fiance side today. I think it's a great idea and a great twist that he's come up with this idea. I think it's a great idea. I think they should go with it. They could still be formal.
Right. I mean, that's the thing is you can dress up the server. So you can definitely have a banquet staff.
Yeah.
But it is weird to be wearing your gown and have to go to the food truck and get your pizza slice.
I think that the setting means a lot. So we do one where there's an actual carousel and it obviously works very well there. But right. It's a little bit different. Mark, what do you think? Whose side are you on today?
We think this is an awesome idea. We're with the husband and food trucks There are so many really nice, high-quality food trucks now. It's not just hot dogs and wings and stuff. There's really good quality food.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Maya, our audience agreed with you today. But you know what? It's a nice thing. And maybe having a food truck afterwards with dessert or something outside for people to grab food on the way home is fun, but it should not be your primary source of feeding your guests.
Yeah, see, exactly. I'm glad people listened.
Danny, I think that, you know, when it comes to a winery and a lot of these places, they don't have their own kitchens. You know, I think it is an affordable food option. But if your bride's not going to be on board, I mean, that's a huge obstacle when it comes to your wedding day, right? You could have somebody, like Anna suggested, maybe show up and do apps and then desserts after or whatever. You still get that fun kind of atmosphere. There's nothing better than a late night snack for your guests. They love that.
Yeah, I guess we can talk about some compromise in there a little bit. But I guess that's what it's going to be.
All right. If you have a problem, too, send an email. couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $400 thanks to Sherwin-Williams. Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains October 13th through the 16th. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Carol and Connor, you guys ready to play?
Yeah.
Ready, yeah.
All right. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
You got it. Good luck.
All right. I'm going to ask you guys 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring Raven back into the studio, and I'll ask him the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. Are you ready to play?
Yeah.
Yep. Right.
Here's the thing, guys. Raven has been off all day today. This is a good day to take him down, okay?
We got it.
Number one, Ariana Grande will give her estranged husband, Dalton Gomez, a one-time payment of $1.25 million, but no spousal support. Ariana is currently filming what upcoming musical movie?
Snow White and Seven Dwarfs.
Number two, Madonna's groundbreaking career can be explored in her new book, A Rebel Life. Which Madonna song mentions 16 Hollywood icons and inspired its own dance move?
Vogue.
Number three, this year's winner of the Fat Bear Week contest is Grazer, weighing over 100,000 pounds. She's a mama bear and is known to attack larger bears, even males, to protect her cubs. What famous bear wants you to know that only you can prevent forest fires?
Smokey the Bear.
Number four, writer R.L. Stine has announced that Hulu will premiere a movie version of his hit 2012 novel Zombie Town. What is the name of the series of horror novels written by R.L. Stine?
Goosebumps.
And number five, it's Friday the 13th. What artist used to write the number 13 on her hand in eyeliner before each show, and now many of her fan base do the same?
I have no idea.
Okay, let me bring Raven back in. Here, you guys got the one that I think Raven won't get. Let's see if it's enough.
How they do?
Okay, so 3 out of 5 for Carol and Connor.
Not great, not terrible. $400. Here we go.
Number one, Ariana Grande will give her estranged husband, Dalton Gomez, a one-time payment of $1.25 million, but no spousal support.
Seems like a bargain, actually, for her.
I think so, too. Ariana is currently filming what upcoming musical movie?
Wicked.
That's right. He probably feels like he doesn't need her for his own success, and you know.
I mean, even still, what she put him through in this public thing, I mean, I think he could have got more.
Maybe he just wants to be done with it. Number two, Madonna's groundbreaking career can now be explored in her new book, A Rebel Life. Which Madonna song mentions 16 Hollywood icons and inspired its own dance move?
Vogue, 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 Vogue.
Yes. Number three, this year's winner of the Fat Bear Week contest is Grazer, weighing over 100,000 pounds.
That's a fat bear.
She's a mama bear and is known to attack larger bears, even males, to protect her cubs. What famous bear wants you to know that only you can prevent forest fires?
That'd be Smokey the Bear.
That's right. You guys are tied at 3. Number four, writer R.L. Stine has announced that Hulu will premiere a movie version of his hit 2012 novel Zombie Town. What is the name of the series of horror novels written by R.L. Stine?
I don't know.
Goosebumps.
Yeah, okay.
They got that one.
All right.
Number five, it's Friday the 13th. What artist used to write 13 on her hand in eyeliner before each show, and now many of her fan base do the same?
Isn't it Taylor Swift?
Taylor Swift is correct. All right, Carol and Connor, he beat you 4-3 today. That's going to get you an Anna on Raven t-shirt.
Okay, we're Carol and Connor, and we can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, you two. $500 come Monday, Anna.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.